Robert Sanford, Sanford, 10:45. Today's visit, 7:30 p.m. at his residence in Southeast Houston. Today's the 22nd of July. This is a 79-year-old gentleman was married to was in a common law relationship for 30 years before his significant other passed away. He lives with his grandson and his daughter, who's his primary caregiver. Period. He used to be a construction worker and a field manager, but has not worked for some time. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He was a heavy smoker at one time. Quit smoking in 2009, period. In the paragraph, in 2009, he also suffered a stroke, left-sided weakness, and that's one of the main reasons that he quit working. He also suffers from prostate cancer, terrible bony pain on morphine, as well as Norco for chronic pain and breakthrough pain, and is no longer wanting to or able to go to the doctor's office and would like to be cared for at home till he passes on. This was discussed with his daughter as well. Allergy, shrimp, medical problems, hypertension, history of neuropathy, prostate cancer, bony metastasis, history of weight loss, decreased weight with protein calorie malnutrition, decreased appetite, shortness of breath with activity and at rest, DJD, chronic pain, recurrent UTI related to prostate cancer. Family history, mom died in the 2000s because of coronary artery bypass graft surgery, also had ovarian cancer. Dad died in the 90s with possible old age, but he can't recall. Surgery, prostate cancer surgery, left eye surgery, left foot surgery, shoulder surgery times two, carpal tunnel surgery. Also in 2018, had some kind of accident because he ran into a wall in his wheelchair and he's not able to use his left hand any longer. By the way, he's left-handed to begin with. Medication, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Celebrex 200 milligram a day, Atrovastin 40 milligram a day, Norco 10-3-25 every 8 hours, Cipro 500 twice a day, Zopanex 4 times a day, Morphine ER 15 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 150 up to twice a day, Valsartan 150 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day. Review of system, not eating, weight loss, short of breath, some cough, congestion, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. Having trouble with getting out of the house, having trouble with walking, staying in bed nowadays more than 12 to 14 hours a day with left-sided weakness. Exam, 91% room air, oxygen, 100 pulse, respirations 18, a febrile 160 over 90, blood pressure. Heart positive, pulse positive, two lungs, few ronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen is soft, neck shows, slight JVD, skin shows, no rash, low extremity shows, muscle wasting, left-sided weakness noted on exam, neurological non-focal. Assessment here, we have a 79-year-old gentleman with end-stage prostate cancer. PSA is not known. We'll ask for those records, but he does have bony metastasis with weight loss, chronic pain, ADL dependency. He wears a diaper. He's bowel and bladder incontinent with recurrent urinary tract infection. He's not able to live by himself. His KPS is noted to be at 40% because he requires the help of others, i.e. his daughter, who's his provider at this time, period. In the paragraph, because of a long-standing history of tobacco abuse, he has COPD, shortness of breath, and he's on Zopanex on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he's staying in bed more often now because of his prostate cancer with bony metastasis. His blood pressure is partially controlled. Part of that is because he's in severe pain, period. In the paragraph, he's also taking Lyrica 150 milligram once a day, which could most likely take twice a day to help with his pain as well, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor in the 79-year-old gentleman with prostate cancer, bony metastasis, COPD, hypertension, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, and multiple other issues and problems that's causing him to be be considered end stage and no longer able to go back and forth to doctor's office and would like to be cared for at home for the next few weeks and days of his life. Thank you.